That's Holiday Road, Ted. That's Damn. Holiday Road.
Duh.
Yeah, we'll get it. All right, let's start the show.
Don't worry.
Coming to you live from the stop off between the Bay Area and Tahoe, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now wishing he were somewhere cooler too, here's Nate.
No, I would never wish that. Okay, every now and then I wish that. And I get in my car and I go. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show.
Thank you.
Coming up this week, we've got a lot of stuff this week, but this show in particular, we're going to explore why Florida is great.
It's not.
That's right. You heard what I said.
Spoiler.
Why Florida is great.
Oh.
I'm not even going to tease that. No, I will. We're going to get behind the reason that this one publication, the Huffington Post, believes that men perform oral sex. We'll talk about that. Plus what LeVar Burton does every time he's stopped by the cops.
Ooh.
Yeah. You weren't expecting that, were you?
I had no idea it was coming.
Yeah, we got all that coming up for you. Hey, everybody, how'd your 4th of July go?
Fantastic.
It was explosive.
You guys had a party, and I wussed out because I had one of those days when I just wanted to not be around people.
They're the worst.
Well, we missed you, but we had a wonderful time because we happened to live right across the street from where we live in Carmichael, and Carmichael puts on this big fireworks show every year, and it's right across the street from our house, so it's perfect because we can stay in our house all cool and comfortable and missing the triple digits, and then just right at dark, walk across the street and like, ta-da, you know? So it was fantastic.
And best of all, that's what we say when we arrive.
Yeah, we say, ta-da!
We're here.
And all of Carmichael is like, oh, Ted and Becca and their friends are here. We can start the show. And we also were ridiculously pleased with ourselves because we made hand-dipped chocolate-covered pretzels with red, white, and blue sprinkles on them.
And we named them Patriot Pretzels.
Right.
Nice.
And they were delicious. And we were just like so proud of ourselves. You would have thought we invented pretzels and chocolate.
Oh, we should have done that. next time we'll do that.
Next time you're going to invent pretzels and chocolate?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Christiana, how was your 4th?
Spoiler.
It was so hot. I know that's like the obvious.
Is it awkward around your British husband the 4th of July?
No. I mean, there's the usual jokes of like, good morning, it's the day we decided to kick your ass kind of thing. But it's fine. I think he likes the holiday, but he doesn't like the heat. And our tradition is to go and crash my friend's parents' party in East Sac because they have a really cute parade over there. And it's so like Americana overload. It's like a Norman Rockwell picture, like barfed on a tree-lined street. And we love it, so much fun, but it was so hot this year. The parade was definitely smaller, and we just, like, nobody cared. We kept going back inside the house for the excuses.
It's
like,
so damn hot.
Yeah. I'm like, I need another cookie. I need some more watermelon. I just am going to go sit inside now. So we watched a bit of the parade. My kid was just not having it. She was in it. She was a total piece of shit from like the moment we got there. She's so that sound associated with my child. She was just totally upset. The only bright light was like her little best friend who lives in East Sac came by, and then they were happy running around for a few minutes, and then that was it.
Then they realized it was hot enough to fry them.
So when we left East Sac to head back to Natomas, it was 100 degrees at about 12. And I know I checked my phone at one point in the afternoon, it said the heat index, like the heat with the real field temperature was 115, which I'll believe. And we can't like semi-canceled our block party. Didn't do dinner outside. Moved that later. That ended up being nice. And by 9 o'clock, when it was only like 85 degrees, but at least it was dark, it was great to be outside. And then Friday was beautiful and perfect, and there was a gentle breeze, and I wanted to like punch the weather in the face if it would manifest a face for me to punch. But it was a lovely 4th, I guess. There were hot dogs. I don't know. It was a day when even like a beer wasn't going to make it better. The more alcohol just made me feel like even more hot.
Here's how my 4th went. Remember I said I had an appointment to get a new battery at Pep Boys?
Yeah, that's right. Weird.
Yeah, so I go to Pep Boys 10 minutes before my appointment, and I show up, and I can't find anybody there. Like, I'm looking around. There's like a couple people working here and there, but you can't find anybody. So finally, at about time, I go inside, and there's two people working, and this one guy is helping people, and then he walks away in the middle to go help other people.
Oh.
So I go back outside and I flag down somebody in the service area, and I flag him down. I go, hey man, I have a 9 o'clock appointment to get a new battery put in my car. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, well, we can only take... He goes, here's the thing. We got 5 appointments left from 8 o'clock. It's now 9 o'clock, by the way. It's time for my car. And he goes, the thing is, we are only allowed to book 1 appointment an hour, but online they just keep booking them and booking them. And I said, really? And he follows up with, well, if you want to leave your car, we can get it in. Now, this is the one on Northgate Boulevard, so it's not really a walkable neighborhood, unless you've got body armor. So so I go, how long are we talking here? And he goes, oh, about 3 hours. And leave it for 3 hours. And
you
I said,
just
well,
come back in 3 hours?
I said, listen, man, I'll come back in 3 hours, but I can't play this game of I'll come back in 3 hours and then you'll tell me to wait around. He goes, oh, there's not really anything I can do, which made me very glad that I didn't fall for their bullshit scheme of, oh, make an appointment online for what you need and pay for it in advance.
Oh,
because
nice.
Then I would have been stuck there. So I got in my car, still driving around with no air conditioning, by the way, because I didn't dare run it for fear of running down my old battery. Yeah. Go a mile down the road to AutoZone. In 20 minutes, I have a new battery in my car. No appointment, no fuss, no muss. Really nice dude helped me out. Put the battery in for me, because that's what they do at AutoZone. They do the same thing at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So a big F you and a happy 4th of July to the dickweeds at Pep Boys.
Happy 4th. I blame the people who open, like, they should not have... They should have given all their employees a paid day off and not been open at all.
Well,
because you didn't get any services anyway, and all these people were working on a day when I'm sure they would have rather.
I don't know,
the people
at AutoZone managed to take care of me with no problem. I'm not blaming the poor bastards who are working there.
Right.
I'm blaming whoever is managing that store. And I tweeted my anger at Pep Boys, and they said, "Tell us your story, and we'll do what we can to make it better." So I emailed them the whole thing, and I get an email back from this guy. He goes, well, can we get a phone number so we can resolve the situation? And I replied, I said, look, the situation is resolved. I went to another business who took care of me immediately, and I'm never, ever, ever stepping foot in that Pep Boys again, because it's ridiculous, and life is far too short to deal with that level of incompetence.
Here, here.
So there.
The worst.
So screw those guys. Now you know why I wasn't in a mood to deal with people.
That makes sense.
Yay, AutoZone.
That didn't help. Yes, good job, AutoZone. The other thing, I have a lot of stuff to complain about. So
okay,
strap
in. Get comfortable, everybody.
Strap in. Yesterday, this would be Sunday, I decided I needed to go out to Vacaville because I needed to pick up some running/walking shorts and a few other things.
Get out of my bag.
That's what she said.
There's a cat in my bag. Uh-huh. No cat, no.
So on the way out, you hit what I like to call phantom traffic jams.
Oh, yeah, I hate those.
You know the ones where you are stopped on it's mostly on Interstate 80 around here. I don't know if this happens everywhere, but it happens here a lot on Interstate 80 heading west. And it happened first on the causeway on the way to between here and Davis. And we're going, there are times we're stopped. There's times we're going 20 miles an hour. And I never hope to see a tangled mass of metal on the side of the road because it's been a horrific accident. But after I've been sitting in traffic for 20 minutes to go, 3 miles, it would be somewhat rewarding to know that there was a reason why we were going that slow. But no. And then, okay, it clears up. We start going a little bit faster, get almost to Dixon, which is the other side of Davis. Same thing happens again. And again, it's slow, it's slow, it's slow, it's stopped. It's slow, it's slow, it's slow, it's stopped. And then it just starts going. There's no accident. There's nothing going on anywhere. But it's just this weird phantom traffic jam. And I want to, what the hell is with that? What is the cause of this?
Lollygagging?
It happens on every freeway. A lot of it is because you lose and pick up lanes on 80.
No. This part of 80 was where it was happening. There was no losing and picking up lanes. I mean, the causeway is the causeway. It's that many lanes wide. There's no real reason for it. I blame people who drive Lexus SUVs. Hi, Brian. From Camon.
Okay. It's like,
on 16th Street. Go see Brian. He's the Asian guy. Anyway. So I get out there, get my stuff. I come back. Fine. And then I see the guy that I would like to... I don't know, uses a pinata? Is that the proper terminology?
Depends on which culture really, you're with.
I'd like to beat him.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
that's right.
Because while it's not 110 anymore, it's still 92, 93 degrees. And this is the dude I see walking with a girlfriend, by the way. So, ladies, you're encouraging this bullshit. And the dude is dressed thusly. It's 95. He's wearing a black knit hat.
Nice.
Sunglasses, of course. Wayfarer knockoffs. A striped tank top. Jeans. And flip-flops. So it's like his body is this weird wave of hot and cold and bullshit. And it's like, dude, it's 95 degrees. What are you doing?
Maybe he had, like, hair concerns.
Oh, you...
wow.
Yes, his hair concerns are his ironic beard. Those were his only hair concerns.
I mean, did he have, like, long flowing locks pointing out from the hat?
Oh, no, there was not... Well, I couldn't tell because he could have had more hair than everyone in this room underneath that hat. Or he could have been bald. I don't know. Because he had a very ample black knit cap. The kind that... Listen, where people actually have to wear knit caps to stay warm, that's what you would wear when it gets down to, I don't know, below 20 degrees. And it's 95 and this asshole is walking on the street with it. So,
how dare he?
What a dick.
You should have punched him. Like a pinata. Wait, bat him. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been to a birthday party.
I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be annoyed by people's stupidity, but it just bugs me. Sorry.
Maybe. I don't know. I got nothing.
Nothing?
That doesn't bother me that much.
No, of course not. You're not bothered by anything. Because everybody should just do whatever. Awesome. Wouldn't it be awesome if everybody just did whatever
they wanted?
I have a
complaint. Do you have more complaints? Can I share my complaint?
Go ahead.
Ooh, it's complaint day.
I'm angry today because I make the mistake of reading people's comments about the change in recycling pickup in Sacramento.
Oh, no.
So for those of you who don't live in city limits, they changed our pickup. They've changed pickup days for everybody, which I think everybody got over pretty quickly. But recycling is now collected every other week instead of every week.
Oh, that's how it is at our...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw...
Well, it is the end of the world.
Wow.
In Natomas, at least.
Wow. So much to recycle.
Because they... I mean, and I agree. Like, we used to fill up our recycling can every week, and then we'd have, like, a bag. You know, then you end up, like... You're always kind of in arrears because you have bags stacking up in the garage. Then I realized we could upgrade to a larger trash can. Haven't had a problem since.
Wow. There you go. Hey.
So far, have not had a problem. Like, this is our first week without being picked up, but the can is not full yet. But if I see one more person who's like, well, I'm just forced to throw the recycling in the trash can. That's how it is. Like, I wow. want to do the pinata thing because they just are the leader of our community association where I live posted something like that. And I and another woman jumped on him. We're like, you are not forced to do anything. You can get the bigger bin or for like $1.62 or $1.73 a month, you can have an entire second bin delivered to your house and fill that up, too. Which is pretty cheap.
That's
and
not
they,
bad. No.
And they can, I mean, because the other alternative, of course, is you take your own recycling in and then you get the money for it.
Right.
And I posted that on like a Natomas Buzz is a local like
online newspaper
in Natomas, which is actually an awesome resource. And so they had posted about it and I said something like, you're not forced. Some other guy again was like, well, I'm forced to throw it in the trash. And that's just a shame. And I said, you're not forced to do shit. Here are these options for fixing the problem. And he's like, well, it's actually not that easy because when I designed my yard, I designed it for three cans and not a can more. And I can't add another can. And I want to be like, shut it up. Oh, my God, dude. And I don't have enough room to save bottles to take into whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, God damn it, people. And what I truly appreciate, though, was Natomas Buzz, like the woman who runs it, got back on, or whoever's running the Facebook for her right now, got back on and said, does anyone remember back in 2006 when we were on every other week pickup, too?
It was a nightmare.
We all made it. And I'm like, we have better. I just heard on the radio that New York City doesn't even have a recycling program.
Yeah, a lot of
fucking
places
New
don't.
New York City doesn't have a recycling program. Are you kidding me? So we are pretty lucky that it's all curbside. It's mixed. We don't have to separate anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would love it to be every week also. I would happily vote to tax myself more for it to be every week. But for what it is right now, like, there's plenty of ways to avoid having to stick stuff in the garbage can. And everybody should just get the fuck over it.
What another option is to look at the packaging that you're purchasing, right? And maybe change what your eating and drinking habits are.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, and now that's actually way more work. No one's going to do that.
But it's possible,
it,
you know?
It
like,
is.
Because
like,
banana peels can get thrown in your garden, and then you don't have to throw away the packaging from that banana cream pie you shouldn't be eating anyway.
There you go.
Doesn't it feel good to bitch about stuff? There you go. You guys got any complaints
while
we're at it?
Doing it?
I'm trying to think of something
today. We'll get to... You know, think on that. We've got a whole other show after this, and we need to get to some stuff, so...
All right.
I know. Someone complained
Bring
at the beginning
the
of the
stuff.
Show.
My complaints are coming later, guys.
I'm a little sad because... Remember last week we had Kareeman on the show, and he talked about North Carolina was different than anywhere you grew up, and
yes.
Things are very weird there. Well, fast forward to the 4th of July, where a local Farmers Independence Day parade float... In Hope Mills, North Carolina, led to complaints from several spectators and has caused the town to review its parade application process. In the parade, Donnie Spell drove a green tractor with a Confederate flag hitched to the back. His makeshift float was pulling a wooden wagon. He filled that wagon with watermelons and had a sign on the side that read, White History Month, then the second sign, oh, then it read, Hug White People.
Huh. What are the watermelons... exactly have to do with
Nate, what do they have to do with anything?
Hugging white people. I see the Confederate flag tied in with the white people.
Right, the Confederate flag tied in with the watermelon. It's one of those ugly racial stereotypes about black people.
I've heard that too, but since there's no black people like anywhere around the float, I don't know. It's all weird and unhappy.
It's
not very well conceptualized, you know? As a hate float, it's really poorly executed.
Well, I'm not saying the guy's a thinker.
Is he like a watermelon farmer? I mean, was there anything to do with the
watermelon? No. This was just him being a dick on the 4th of July.
Just a random collection of
Well,
racial
if he's, someone's got to take this country back from something.
he's doing it.
So
he's,
this guy's got to do
he's
it.
He's doing his part. What are you doing?
Happy birthday, America.
I'm really glad we didn't see anything like that at the Carmichael Parade.
That would have been bad. You guys know the George Zimmerman trial?
Yes.
Oh, is that happening?
I've heard of it.
It's been on TV. It's been on everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So last week, they had this expert witness testify via Skype. He couldn't be in Florida. So they said, you know what? We're going to do it via Skype. Now, this is televised. It's on HLN all day long. And this is what happens when you try and testify in a big trial via Skype.
Mr. Pleasance, the course that you teach, is that sort of an in-classroom course or is it a different type?
No, this is a distance learning course. We teach it online and requires... activities by the student that's based on the coursework in the book.
I'm sorry, would you go ahead and repeat that starting from the beginning?
Yes,
Do they not have court call in this state? I mean, come on. There is technology for this.
That's what I was thinking.
That's not Skype. Way to try to do this like for less money. But there are ways to do this in a secure fashion.
They could use Google Hangouts even, probably.
Yeah. Yes, they could.
Oh, and then you could put a little mustache and monocle on him while he's testifying.
Right.
To make him look really authoritative.
But because they were doing it via Skype, both usernames were on the screen. So what you're hearing is people trying to call into the Skype conversation. It keeps going.
Ross,
go ahead.
Okay. Could you repeat the question?
Sure. Is this a in-room course or is it a different type?
No, this is a distance learning course where the students are online and I facilitate the class through the textbook discussions and a workbook exercise.
And how do you facilitate those types of discussions?
Basically, have a discussion forum that is...
Start again, please. Start.
Isn't
start
there a
answer again?
Like on Skype, I don't use Skype a lot, but can't you mute these things? Or
you could block yourself. You could set yourself up as a private person who can't be contacted.
Do something.
So this is just all kinds of incompetence.
Yeah.
That's allowing this to happen.
Well, if it wasn't broadcast on TV, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Right.
Right.
You know, people wouldn't normally figure that out, but... That's the sound of the death of judicial efficiency.
As I understand the excerpt in State's Exhibit 201, there are chapters on.
Or can't you like block people that are trying to call in? I don't know.
Stop it. How to testify as a witness, as well as on psychological or criminal profiling?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions, Your Honor.
Christiana, do you have like a turkey sandwich in your bag or something? The cat is like halfway inside her bag now.
Or a catnip joint of some kind? It's still going.
It's getting more because more and more people are seeing it and then joining in. Just hit decline.
Tech support, it's a wonderful thing.
I have to say, people are assholes. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's funny, but don't do that. Like, this is an actual court case.
There's you make
now
a good point.
Really good chance that we're being toyed with.
There's now a good chance that we're being toyed
that
with.
That was his oh, really? Conclusion.
Thank you, prosecutor.
2 minutes later. Wait, these aren't legitimate calls after all.
Is there another phone that we could call into? That's not a cell phone?
It's not the cell phone, Judge. Come on.
What? Do they know what's happening?
Is there another phone that we can call into that is a landline that will not have the pop-ups of people calling?
Well, the pop-up that they're calling on is the landline.
Hang up the phone.
So there you go.
And that also annoys me. The judge is like, what's, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if it's something that happens when you become a person in authority, or I feel like when you become a teacher, you pass a certain age, you suddenly lose the ability to use basic technology that everybody else uses.
Yeah.
Then you just sound dumb.
Yep.
And people calling in on that cell phone. Do we have a landline?
Cell phone.
That'll fix it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So annoying.
By the way, Google Hangout sort of... Seriously, if you want to do it free, a Google Hangout would have been the way to do it.
Yeah, I think
so. Because those are private and you can't just join.
And nobody's on that anyway, so it would have been like two guys who could have done it.
Uh-huh.
I've done podcasts using Google Hangout. It's actually pretty cool.
You fancy?
Yeah, we did a show last summer, me and two other people.
On your cell phone?
No,
I'm
nope.
Just kidding.
You mean we never have to come here? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
How dare you?
I love hanging out with you all.
On Google.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, for real.
Yeah.
I don't get out much. This is like my exciting social time of the week,
y'all. I'm sorry.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go. So that's justice in action in Florida. So when George Zimmerman gets off, don't be surprised.
Boo.
Well, either way, I'm not there hearing the facts of the trial because I have work to do. I can't be watching it. I can't be watching it trying to Skype in all day. We're at this point, the defense is on. So unless they do something terrible, he's probably going to get off. Anyway, moving on, LeVar Burton. Speaking of our conversation with race, LeVar Burton was on CNN talking about race, and he talked about what he does anytime he gets pulled over by a police officer. It's coming in a second. There's the warning up.
Dong, dong, boop.
Graphic language.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. And this is a practice that I engage in every time I am stopped by law enforcement.
Now,
LeVar Burton can do nothing wrong. Can we all agree on that up front? He's the reading rainbow man. He's
I don't
dirty,
know. Why is he being
him?
Pulled over so often?
Right.
If he's so good. There's no racism in America.
Well,
that's really wrong.
The lower third on CNN's screen before this, just they went to his name as he was starting to talk. It said, the N-word versus cracker, which is worse. Let me just settle this for you.
N-word?
It's the N-word.
And I taught this to my son, who is now 33, as part of my duty as a father to ensure that he knows the kind of world in which he's growing up. So when I get stopped by the police, I take my hat off and my sunglasses off. I put them on the passenger side. I roll down my window. I take my hands. I stick them outside the window and on the door of the driver's side because I want that officer to be as relaxed as he can be when he approaches my vehicle.
That would weird an officer out if your hands are outside the car.
And I do that because... I live in America.
Right. USA.
I think he might be overstating it a little bit.
No, I don't know. Rob still thinks it's... We got stopped for a ticket on our way to do the May the 4th appearance on Good Day Sacramento because maybe I was speeding a little bit. The officer approached the car, a Subaru, which is not, you know, which is racially profiled for nothing untoward, I don't think. Maybe pot people.
Lesbians.
Lesbians. But, I mean, car seat in the back, visible, whatever. And officer safety, they still approach with their hand on a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
Yep.
And Rob was like, why was he doing that? Because that's what they do. That's just what they do. And if you happen to be of a community that's profiled and has a whole lot of negative fucking assumptions placed on you, especially about law enforcement, I would also be very careful to try to not get shot.
Well, anytime I've gotten pulled over, I do the same thing too. I don't put my hands out the window.
Seems weird to me. I keep my hands on the steering wheel.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Put your hands where you can see them. And yeah, take your hat off, take your sunglasses off. You take your sunglasses off so you can make eye contact with the officer when he comes up, or she, and you put your hands where they can see them. Don't be reaching around in the glove compartment or under a seat. That's how you get shot. Don't get all attitude-y with them. But he does make a good point. I just think he might be going a little bit overboard.
If I were him, I'd also open a book to be reading it, like a children's book, and I would wear the Geordie sunglasses at all times.
I don't know that that would be good if he was driving and reading a book with the Geordie sunglasses.
No, I would just maybe have a stack of children's books next to you in the seat, just so people could like, oh my God, you're LeVar Burton.
But they might
love
think,
you.
Sir, why do you have a bunch of children's books in your car?
Right. Here's the other weird thing. In California, they come up on the outside of the car, which right. is for safety. Other states, they don't. They come up to the driver's side. So if you're doing the hands out the window thing, your back is now to the police officer in California. So you're like,
unless
hey,
you want to right. stretch
what's going on?
Two reasons that's safer for the officer. One, you don't get run over by a car,
right.
which is the usual concern.
Mm-hmm.
And two, since most people are right-handed, if they took the gun out, it's much more awkward to try to point it out the window there than to just poop right out the driver's side window at the officer.
Okay.
I learned a lot today.
I was only aware of one of them.
The more you know. Do, 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 do.
I think when you have to say one word is the N word and the other word is the full word cracker, then that answers the question, which is worse. Because they don't say which is worse, the C word or the N word. Because if you say C word, you think of a different word than cracker.
Did he say any more after that? Or anybody like challenge him on that?
No. It was all more about how America is terrible. So that was just the point. But it's a decent point to say when you're pulled over, put your hands where the cop can see them when they come up so that they're not ready to shoot you.
And don't be a dummy about it.
Yeah, just be nice.
Well, Rob was also thought it was weird that I was very like polite to the officer. I said, you know, good afternoon, sir. And he said, you're going a little bit fast. I said, I'm sorry, sir, because I'm not going to. He has a radar and I'm not going to go to court and
right.
try to disprove radar technology or whatever, because I don't have that kind of time. And I was speeding. And when you're nice to them, they will do things like write it for less than the full amount you're going over the speed limit, which makes it a much less expensive ticket. And I'd rather pay as little as possible.
Fuck you, won't you, wanker?
Rob was just like, I would never have been like, so whatever. And I said, yeah, and your cops don't carry guns, so there's not going to be a problem, is there? The worst they're going to do is ask you politely to step out of the car so they can handcuff you. You don't even have to carry your driver's license with you in Britain.
Really?
What? Nope.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
I'm going there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do whatever.
So that's freedom.
It is. Yeah. Freedom isn't free. That's what we fought to be free from.
But
I don't
it's
know.
It's such a worse country, though. I mean, America is the best. I feel bad for the English.
USA, USA, USA. Anyway,
because of the weather.
I don't know. They have high tea. It's actually probably better.
And they have more flavors of potato chips than we do.
Tiny sandwiches.
But they don't have baseball.
They've got princesses and
They've
shit.
Got cricket, which is American.
They have football.
But
they
the wrong kind of football.
They have tennis.
The wrong kind of football.
Tennis, Wimbledon, in America.
Yeah, heard of that.
Yeah, they're good for 2 weeks. This was interesting. It's from Slate.com. The author is a J. Brian Lauder, who writes, "The curious case of gay face. Should straight actors play gay roles? Is the question."
Oh, gay face. It's like blackface, but gay.
Or like present face.
Hmm. He writes, "A few weeks ago, I found myself in the strange position of seeing both The Hangover Part 3 and HBO's Behind the Candelabra over the course of the same evening. Talk about a tonal whiplash. The first film is a study in bro humor that almost hypnotizes its minimalist development of the twin themes, holy shit, man, and aw, crap. While the latter is a delightfully light loafer jaunt through Liberace's kitschy glass closet. But looking back, the couple actually doesn't seem so odd. Each depends heavily on gayness for its appeal, and specifically on straight actors playing gay or crypto-gay men to produce it. Before I'm accused of comparing Vertical Stripes to Rhinestones, let me be clear that these versions of gay for pay are not identical. Indeed, very little has been made of the gay role-playing in The Hangover, for reasons I'll get to shortly. On the other hand, the Liberace biopic inspired CNN BuzzFeed listed the 20 best gay to straight drag numbers of all time. And more to the point, a fair amount of pushback to the praise that straight actors regularly get for taking on such brave and challenging roles. The more cogent rebuttal was Tyler Coates' FlavorWire post, in which he used the premise to form a thought experiment, and it is this: how would the tone of it change if they were called 20 of our favorite white actors who played non-white characters? After all, Robert Downey Jr., Ben Affleck, and Angelina Jolie are all hugely popular, and each played a character of a different race in the last 6 years to the same language. Whether it's for television or feature film, it's not easy to pull off a non-white role for a white actor. Many have tried it, but it takes a great actor to make the role three-dimensional and believable. Would it be as problematic, and I'm guessing much more incendiary? Okay, so I'm not going to go through the rest of the thing. So that, I don't know. I mean, here's the bigger problem. Are there really that many out gay actors that you could be filling these gay roles with who will be box office draws?
Well, that's the trouble, is that, you know, the wisdom until recently, it's starting to change, is like, you can't be out and gay and be like an A-list, you know, actor. But at the same time, if you are an A-list actor who's straight and you take on a gay role, that's seen as brave. But if you're just
gay.
Yeah. So it's like the gay actors are getting kind of, you know, shafted in two levels. Like,
hey,
you know, I'm sorry. I was going to say screwed. And then I was like, I can't say screwed. And then shafted came out, which was like worse. But
have you ever seen a grown man naked?
But it just, you know, it's like you're told to stay in the closet, and then, but then portrayals of your life are given kudos. You know, I don't know. It just, I think the real problem is that it needs to be okay to be out in Hollywood. And I think it's getting there, but.
Right. I totally agree. I think that there's sort of a subtle slam against gay people when it is brave to play someone who's homosexual, because what a good about your career. It's the same way I feel about, this is a bad analog, but actresses who gain a bunch of weight to play fat characters.
Mm.
So brave. I mean, Renee Zellweger, that must have been really hard for you. Wow, Minnie Driver, that must have been. When I'm sure there are many, in fact, there are just many overweight actresses or actresses who probably appreciate not having to be, like, diet their entire lives to play roles. But it's okay, as long as they're not really gay, as long as they're not really fat, as long as they're not really, you know, whatever. And somehow Johnny Depp can be Tonto, which I still do not understand.
Which is terrible and way worse than any of this gay face stuff.
Do not understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could probably find the thing is, Johnny Depp puts people in the theater. And right. that's always
like throughout film history, that's always been the argument for,
sure,
why you can't cast actual people. That is like, well, but so and so is a big star. What are you going to do? It's just economics. Well, nobody's ever going to get to be a big star unless you cast them in movies. All these people had a first movie.
Right.
Yeah,
and
then you have something like Life of Pi, which is a huge hit with, you know, and totally unknown actor in the, you know, I mean, you can, if it's a good quality movie, you don't have to have a giant star or in some kind of stunt casting to make it work. You know, you can cast people who are authentic to the role.
Well, I think the other thing is the Lone Ranger, not really a deep pick with a big message to it.
No,
it's more of a blow shit up movie in the summertime.
Right.
To be fair, I haven't seen it, but that sounds right.
Yeah.
Seen it either, but somehow he gets like, I can't remember if he has laid claim to some actual native blood or not, but he was like, formally adopted into a tribe to, I guess, give him the bona fides necessary. So that
he's been to an Indian casino.
So that this gets a pass, you know. But it's the same. It's the same shit. There definitely are Native American actors out there because they're, you know, and
Dances with Wolves was full of them.
God, I hate that movie. They all get, like, you know, they all get stuck into one movie or they get tokenized in other movies. But there certainly are Native actors out there. So if you're going to keep the questionable character of Tonto anyway.
Well, you kind of have to in the Lone Ranger. Because that
Johnny Depp could have been the Lone Ranger.
Well, he could have been the Lone
Somebody
Ranger.
Somebody else could have been Tonto.
But he's a wee man, and they wanted a big, strapping, handsome fellow.
Lots of wee men play big, strapping fellows.
Well, they're trying to make Armie Hammer a star, okay? It's not working very well, but they're trying.
I don't think this movie is going to do it.
No, it's
the reviews were awful.
The reviews have been terrible. But, you know, what was the problem with Dances with Wolves? They did cast a ton.
It's literal, just a terrible film, that's all.
What?
That's a terrible movie.
Was it not Best Picture?
Not.
So was Crash. I don't think that we need to use that as the...
Crash was a great movie, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for God's sake.
Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight.
Yeah. No, that was the worst movie. No, Crash was the worst movie. Crash was the worst movie.
Hold on. Are we talking about the one about racial tension or the one where they crash into things to have sex
while
they're injured?
The sex one is fine.
Oh.
No, the sex one was terrible, too.
But it's better than the race relations one.
I didn't see the race
Other
relations
than a critical scene, and it was filmed right by my parents' house. And thus, I will say, oh, cool, that was filmed in Pedro. But past that movie was so bad.
That movie was fantastic.
Babel, also
The
bad.
Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or Tool.
Whoa.
That's right. You and the rest of humanity will have to disagree about those movies.
The rest of humanity?
Yeah.
Good luck, Christiana.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I don't care. I will stand firm.
That's why we have you on the show.
You don't fold like I do. Sorry, Nate.
Well,
just kidding.
If everybody folded, it wouldn't be any fun.
You're
Ted.
Right.
We need a variety.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
No. Thank you for the opportunity. I can't.
I know. That's why we keep you around.
Ah.
Up first in Cooler Tool, Florida prosecutors. Ted, what say you?
Well, the thing about them is they don't know how to use Skype, obviously. Plus, they're in Florida, so that's two strikes. So they're tools.
Becca?
I actually read some really disturbing stuff about the Florida legal system and their trouble with putting people on death row who are wrongly accused. So I'm going to say tool.
Christiana, you're a lawyer?
In this specific case, I'm going to say cool because they did charge this guy, and originally they weren't going to. So at least they made right by one thing.
All right. Fair enough.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, the tool. Come on, don't make an ass of yourself on national TV. You gotta know. You gotta plan for this stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
Talk to your interns or something. They should know these things.
I don't know
kids.
If anybody's really gonna. I mean,
well, now they know.
Yeah, now
because
they know.
Because now you've been mocked publicly. Up next in Cooler Tool, LeVar Burton's advice on getting pulled over. Christiana.
It's LeVar Burton. It's cool. I don't. Whatever he says. I mean, it's fine.
Becca?
With a little undertone of sad, I'm going to say cool because just be respectful and, you know, don't make trouble for yourself. Oh, that sounds terrible.
No, that sounds fine. Ted?
Yeah, err on the side of caution. Otherwise, you're going to get a big ticket like Christiana might have gotten had she not been so polite.
Yeah.
I still got like a medium-sized ticket.
There you go.
Well, he's a cool fellow.
So. Yeah, LeVar Burton's cool. I mean, that is good advice. Instead of that whole, instead of trying to be macho and being like, hey, man, what the fuck you pulled me over for? Just be nice.
Yes,
be
worst.
Nice and don't make any sudden movements.
Don't pull a Reese Witherspoon. Do you know who I am?
Oh, yeah. If she weren't a lily white girl, there would have been problems.
That's true.
She still got arrested, too. So there's that. And finally, in Cooler Tool, the term gay face. Becca.
The term gay face.
The term?
Yep.
Well, it's funny because I always heard gay face meant something entirely different, so it confuses me, so I'm going with tool.
What did you hear it meant?
Well, like, Dan Savage or someone will use it. He will say, like, an actor has gay face if, like, just the look of them looks really, like, classically what gay men would find attractive.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, Chase Crawford apparently is the actor who has gay face, in that context.
All right. Christiana, what do you think?
It's fine, I guess. Cool as an analog for blackface in the context of the article.
Ted?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm having a tough one with that because I'm trying to. I guess I don't like. Yeah, sorry. I will say it's fine. Whatever. Cool. I have many thoughts on it, but I can't enunciate them. So,
but you don't like it. The first reaction you had to it was like, "What the hell? What the fuck?"
Well, I mean, I guess like gay face versus black face. I mean, you have black face because you're as racist and you didn't want to have black people on the stage. You're making fun of them. But if you have someone playing a serious role as not mocking a gay person, but just portraying a person who happens to be gay. I just, it becomes a very loaded term. That's why I'm kind of struggling with it a bit.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to say it's kind of tool, actually.
And I agree completely.
I made
with
a 180.
You. No, I agree completely with you. It's a false equivalency. And I understand it's an attempt to simplify everything down in the Twitter world. But if you want to talk seriously about something, don't dumb it down into the Twitter world. And don't try and get a catchphrase.
It's gay face gate.
Well, black face isn't a catchphrase.
No, but gay face is
it's sort of like
to.
Adding gate to everything that's a scandal. I mean,
and that's tool as well.
That is okay. Tool gate.
Let's have a palooza to talk about all the words we don't like.
we will do that. We'll do that soon. We'll start making the list of terms you hate. We'll do that in a few weeks.
Oh, hate a palooza.
There you go. We'll have a bag of palooza. You know what we don't hate? It's Amazon. And we love everybody who shops Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com.
Yay.
Thank you very much to everybody who's done that. Now, if you've done that, thank you. If you haven't done it yet, it's super simple to do. If you're going to get something on Amazon, just go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then go about your business as you were. Shop away till your heart's content. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show and helps keep us in podcasts and such.
And the more we're in podcasts, the more you're in podcasts.
Yeah, we just passed. Actually, this week, this is the beginning of year number 3 of the Nate Darling Show.
We're toddlers.
Beginning of year 3. So that's coming up next week. And this is kind of a thing I wanted to do around the anniversary. It's a very special episode of the Nate Darling Show. Getting the original cast back together. To do one show. And that'll be a week from Friday. It will be on July 19th. It'll be myself, Larry, and Mel. So it'll probably be a little bit more ribald and filled with gayness than what we've been doing, but that's fine. And then Mel sits in for Christiana the week after that.
Are we not ribald enough for you?
No, you're fine. I don't want
penis.
There you go. The whole idea is of doing the podcast is that we are ourselves, and if we go
ourselves
to
ourselves is not ribald.
No, you got, I mean,
we're ribald for your pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you guys tried to be Mel and Larry, it would be weird. It would be uncomfortable and awkward and not in a good awkward way. It would just be
I'm a unicorn. I love Kesha.
It's a nice try.
No. I really do love Kesha though.
He's much higher of voice.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, Larry.
It's okay. So that's coming up. So look forward to that. Mark it down in your iTunes. So this came out from the Huffington Post. I was a little perplexed by the oral sex study. Can cunnilingus ward off infidelity?
No, it's a dumb article.
But it was a study.
Becca, what say you? You're a lady.
Wait, is it just that question? Because I'm going to admit I didn't read this article. So
I will read it in a second. That's the headline.
But I have to weigh in just on the headline?
Yeah. Can cunnilingus ward off infidelity?
Like on whose part?
The ladies part.
Like a guy figures, well, I'm in this far, I may as well stick around.
Well, no. On the ladies
cognitive
part.
Dissonance. It must be really a relationship if I'm willing to do this.
No.
I mean, sexual compatibility and showing that you care about your partner's needs, like those things help create intimacy, which I guess could ward off infidelity. But just like, oh, are you thinking about cheating? Well, lay down. Like, I don't know if that would really do it, you know?
Right. So according to a recently published study, one of the reasons men perform oral sex on female partners may be to minimize the risk of infidelity. The study published late last month in the Journal of Evolutionary Psychology sought to discover why men perform oral sex on women since the act does not lead directly to reproduction.
Whereas,
what?
Whereas,
swear to God.
Blowjobs do.
Yeah, they can help you achieve the erection that would be necessary to engage.
Yeah, well, cunnilingus could get this lube. I guess you can use other things to get lube going. Never mind.
Isn't there something to that, though, that, like, don't ladies have a better chance of conceiving if there's, like, more
natural juices flowing?
Or orgasms involved.
Oh.
Like,
there's nothing as a female orgasm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
After surveying 243 men in heterosexual relationships, the researchers, you should apologize if you don't know,
we'll
deduce that cunnilingus is used to discourage women from cheating, a theory the authors refer to as mate retention strategy.
What?
Hey, honey, I have some mate retention strategy.
I want to retain you.
Right. The research suggests that men perform oral sex on their female partners in order to minimize the risk of their partner's infidelity by increasing her relationship satisfaction.
It better be good oral sex, then. I don't think it's just doing it that counts. Otherwise, it's just frustrating. It's like, stop it. Maybe what it is even if it's bad, and you're like, just stop it. Let's just do it already. And then you do it and you get pregnant and you have babies and that's the way of keeping. So it's like you can either satisfy your partner or just annoy her into
yeah,
going straight for the reproductive sex. Like ball and chainness.
I don't buy this study for one moment. I think the whole idea when you're in a sexual relationship is to make your partner crazy with passion and desire. Not and the byproduct of that is they may be less likely to cheat, but the real goal is to make them crazy and curl their toes. I mean, honestly. Right, Ted?
Right.
There you go.
I'm working on it. Leave me alone. Jeez. That's pressure, people.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about that is just, it makes everything sound so calculated. Like this idea that it sort of takes out of the equation that a man might want to do that because it's hot or because he enjoys it. It's like, no, it has to be this calculated strategy, because if it's not going to result in a baby, then it has to result in some sort of, you know, I don't know, gain of some kind. Like it couldn't just be like, I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah. And it almost always results in gain if you do it right. That's what I'm saying. There you go. So that's it. So Huffington Post not doing well this week.
I will say that this article and its attendant picture does match up with Anita Sarkeesian's YouTube video about the misogynistic trolling methods of the HuffPost to drive up their traffic.
Oh yeah, it's a picture of a woman's groin area like in a pair of panties and garter string,
which is a lot of what HuffPost links are like. Look at this sexy lady about something. We don't care, just click on this please.
All right, it's time for a little game.
Ooh, ooh.
I like games.
This is a game. Don't peek over here, Christiana.
Would you like to play a game? I can't see that far even with my glasses on. Good. That's okay.
Good. So what I'm going to do is, these are three bands that were big in the 90s or early 2000.
Okay.
I will play a song that they put out recently.
Oh.
And see if any of you can guess it. So
do we need to ring in with our names or something?
No. You can just sort of get, there's no prizes, so you can just sort of guess it out. So let's start.
No, I want the rules.
Let's start with the first one. This is a brand new album by this band. It's a band.
Oh, it's a band. That's good. Not a single.
Nope. It is a band. It's a group.
Milli Vanilli.
Group of dudes.
Oh, group of dudes.
Is it NKOTB? Because I know they're back.
It is not.
Backstreet Boys?
Nope.
Is that Nick Lachey?
No, it is not.
Damn it.
You might
get Hanson?
It is Hanson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I think I even heard they were on like NPR talking about their album, weren't they?
They had Weird Al in a video not too long ago, yeah. I think, with them.
That is fantastic.
They're shockingly old now, considering how young they were.
But they're good. Their voices blend so nicely.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
This song's called Get the Girl Back from the new album Anthem. So there you go. And of course, we remember them for this.
It's Nate's Heaven song.
Yeah, it is. Voices are a little deeper, but the harmonies are still awesome.
Is their hair better now? I hope so.
No, actually, it is not. It is it is not at all. So moving on, here's another band that was big in the early 90s.
Early 90s. Pick up my kid in a Jaguar, drop him off in the Mercedes Benz. When you're locked
over your shoulder, gonna see me through a different lens. I love this song. Time you get to Phoenix, I'll be
laughing in LA. By the time, is that Spin Doctors?
It is the Spin Doctors.
Wow. Good job.
They are responsible for the, not earworm, but the most annoying song that I cannot stand to listen to that makes me want to punch the radio. Which is that Princess song.
Yeah. It's from about 2 years ago. It's Margarita from their album Nice Talking to Me. And of course, we know them from the song Christiana Hates. And this one.
Ugh, slightly less repulsive, still repulsive.
Same album, Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
I know.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
You know what the annoying thing about them is the band name is awesome and that album name is awesome and the music is not.
Oh, I disagree. Disagree anymore. It's the word bitch, isn't it?
No, just the rest of it.
All right.
It is so early 90s, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
Almost magically just now wearing Docs and a baby doll dress.
Oh, I am a freshman in college.
And
yeah.
I have sunflowers all over. And do you have sunflowers now?
Oh, yeah,
sunflowers
absolutely.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, last.
I literally used to buy a sunflower and just carry it around. Like, around. Like it just Aww. Looks beautiful. I'm just going to carry it today and cheer people up.
Did it work?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think so. Good job, honey.
Keep in mind, I went to college in Santa Cruz, so this is
that's pretty average. Yeah. Only one sunflower?
Or it could just be there's a cute co-ed girl walking around with a flower. That's going to make people happy. There you go.
Yay.
That's a compliment. And finally, band number three, big in the 90s through the early 2000s. This is a new song by them. See if you can recognize it. This doesn't... They'll kick in a second here. This is not what you would think of when you think of this band. Here we go.
That sounds familiar.
Offspring?
Yeah, you
oh,
got
wow.
it.
That guy's voice is really distinctive.
Why is he so happy?
I kind of like it.
Because he's got a pile of money and in a private plane that he pilots.
Oh.
Yeah, Dexter from The Offspring is mad rich. This is a song called Cruising California. The album is Days Go By.
This is really poppy for them, though. It's really a departure.
You got to evolve a little bit. And, of course... This is what we would more know them for. This is one of the first hits they had.
I can remember that. I can remember being a freshman in high school and that song being popular and being played on K-Rock and heavy rotation. And being like, oh my God, did you guys hear this song? It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halcyon days they were.
You guys did really well.
We are awesome.
Little rough at the beginning with Hanson, but...
We should play, like, Stump the Host, and people should send something in.
We can... Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
Tweet us or some shit.
It's tough.
Tweet us. Don't Skype us, though. That's just a disaster.
So that's the inaugural round of Name Them. So that was fun.
Yay.
Yay.
I was really good at Name That, too, when I was a kid, so... Remember that game show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can name that in one note.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome, and sometimes you could.
I couldn't. They could.
Bing. What is... Wait, I just turned into Jeopardy.
All right. Well, we promised this at the beginning of the show. So here it is. Why Florida is a great state. It's an interesting online list that Becca found. So I'm like, all right, I will go ahead. Hold on. Let me give Florida the play in it deserves.
I feel like sometimes we're so hard on Florida. And then when I saw an essay that said, why is Florida the greatest state? I thought, we got to do a little counterintuitive, positive Florida-ness.
Okay. Here are a few reasons this author is proud to be a Floridian. Number one, there's no snow. Okay.
Okay.
I totally get that, though. I mean, that's why so many people retire there, right?
Yeah, it's warm.
Yeah, the weather is good.
Number two, we have Publix. Publix. That is a grocery store.
Okay.
That you apparently have to experience.
Yeah, apparently it has extra wide aisles, y'all, for easier cart. And I don't know. I haven't been to one.
Well, you know what those are good for? Those mobility scooters?
Ah, yes.
That old people and super fat people
rascals.
Run through.
Rascals.
Which those is perfect because there's so many retirees in Florida.
Yeah.
Exactly. Number three, theme parks.
Wow.
See, that's true.
I do want to go to Epcot.
They have them.
Mm-hmm.
No, but they have Disney World. they have the Universal Studios that has like the Harry Potter world and the Jurassic Park world. And then they have all those like old school ones where it's just like a man putting his hand in a gator's mouth and pay like $3 and you hope he doesn't die.
They used to have that.
$3,
they used
die.
To have that in Buena Park, like by Knott's Berry Farm. There was a gator farm or something, which was weird.
Hmm.
So. Yeah.
I don't know.
At one point in this article, he apologizes people in Ohio. He craps on people from Ohio, which I call the Florida of the North. So
only no swing states. Make up your mind.
Number four, we have a variety of things to do.
This is the stupidest list I've ever heard. No, that's not true.
What sort of things to do?
Want to go to the beach? Pick a coast, any coast. The state is less than 200 miles wide, so it's not a huge deal. You can even watch the sunrise and set on the same day easily.
See, that seems really cool, to drive from one side to the other and watch the sun come up and the sun go down over the ocean.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's pretty cool. We can't do that in California.
Well, but you can. You could drive up and watch the sunrise over the Sierra and then drive to the coast and watch it set over the Pacific Ocean.
With traffic, it would be really hard to do it in the summer.
You could do it all day.
And those phantom backups on the 80 would just really be... Mm-hmm. You could miss it.
I'm trying, Florida. I'm really trying. I feel bad that we like air your dirty laundry every week when none of us are from Florida.
But we've been there, so we
want to party in a city and drool over things you can't afford while experiencing the best people watching you'll ever do in your entire life. Go to Miami.
Woo!
Yeah, Will Smith wrote a song about it. And number five, it's shaped like a penis. Seriously.
That's true.
He says, seriously, it's America's dick. I don't really think I have to explain on this.
He makes a good point there.
Then I don't even get into the drawbacks, because the author gets into the drawbacks. I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to let Florida just be.
Is there, I mean, I think it really does win over all of their states in terms of phallic shape.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most penile-shaped state.
It's America's wang.
Yeah.
Does that make Colorado America's vagina because it's super box-shaped?
Well,
there's a lot of states that are box shaped.
There's a lot of box shaped.
Yeah, and Wyoming is virtually the same shape and stacked right on it like a, well, lesbians. Anyway.
It's true. Really, they're stacked on, I mean, like that wouldn't.
Slightly askew, but
work.
Still.
To be for
what is America's vagina? The Grand Canyon?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hmm. let's ponder that. Maybe the Mississippi River.
There's several gorges and canyons around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are.
Everywhere. Mm. Everywhere.
Mountain peaks or something.
Let's keep on the positive vibes. Yeah, found five surprising upsides of horrible natural disasters. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Number five, earthquakes bring two rival nations together.
Aww.
Like Turkey and Greece, they hated each other until the earthquakes came. Then they were okay. Mississippi floods wash away an oil spill and replenish the environment.
Hey.
There you go. Of course, they wash the oil back out into the Gulf, but either way. Number three, a tornado exposes a child pornographer. In September of 2004, Hurricane Ivan tore up the eastern U.S., killing more than 20 people, shooting tornadoes at the passing countryside. The most valiant of the tornadoes attacked the home of one Robert Medvey in Frederick, Maryland, and blew a hole in his roof. He took a vacation at a friend's place while workers did repairs. In an oversight that would be hilarious if it wasn't horrific, he forgot to clean his attic of a massive stash of child pornography he'd been storing there, leaving workers to stumble upon the worst possible kind of hidden treasure. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty bad.
So they sent the tornadoes for his child porn. It is bad, but that is the upside. They found him. He now gets to go to jail. Two, drought is a boon to archaeology. That's right, Indiana Jones buffs. Droughts are bad, and water conservation restrictions drive up food and energy prices, make hotter weather worse, and steal all the fun out of water balloon fights. But you look past those, droughts are really good for archaeologists. Digging for fossils and skulls is next to impossible when they're underwater, and when the drought exposes lake beds to the sun for the first time, it's a gold mine for them. For instance, if you have the Texas droughts of 2011, which shrank lakes all around the state to a fraction of their normal size, it revealed around 200 new sites and a bunch of artifacts, including the skulls of an American native, probably thousands of years old, 19th century marble tombstones, and a cemetery of freed slave children, and a piece of the tragic NASA shuttle, Columbia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Dang. It is, just from one drought. And where's number one? Number one, hurricane prevents World War I from breaking out early. In the late 19th century, tensions between Germany and America were already pretty high, might have spilled over into a full premature global war if not for one well-timed hurricane in Samoa. As it happened, both German and American businessmen had interest in Samoa, in the Samoan rubber industry. Before long, German warships were shelling Samoan coastal villages, which I didn't know, and an American fleet was steaming across the Pacific to tell them to knock it off. Meanwhile, Britain also sent a ship, apparently solely because the chance to annoy the Germans and the Americans was too good to pass up. In all this time, no one once thought to ask Samoa how they felt about it. The three sides met in Apia Harbor, where a standoff ensued for several months as tensions rose and politicians scrambled. With no resolution in sight, the devastated global war seemed inevitable until the hurricane hit, and everybody had to go home.
Oh, so but they found another reason to have a global world war.
Well, sure, it was a Franz Ferdinand and all that jazz. Archduke Ferdinand. Not Franz. Franz Ferdinand's a band, right?
I think he was Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which is where the band got its name. But oh. Yes, it is a band also.
Yeah.
That's right. Got it. All right. Enough with the...
positivity.
Enough with the happy talk. It's time for this.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This isn't bad, actually.
It's not Gordy Little.
No, it is not. We go to the state of Maine, Belfast, Maine, to be precise, where they say beware of cheese cheats. At the 6th annual National Cheese Rolling Championship this year, for the first time, there will be referees. There will also be even more cheese. It's an annual. The annual roll is part of the Maine Celtic celebration, borrowed from the storied Gloucestershire cheese rolls in England, a more rough and tumble event, emphasis on the word tumble, and not without a bit of controversy. In Gloucestershire, participants chase cheese down a long, steep, ragged hill. Here it's chased down a 100-yard slope, known as Belfast Common. Here in Belfast, the cheese is real. There, the horror, it's not. They have been forced to use fake cheese, plastic, Maine Celtic Celebration spokeswoman Claudia Lucchetti said. Wait a minute, why is there an Italian lady doing the Irish thing?
That's a good question.
And there's a big problem, because it's too light, and the people actually were getting out ahead of the cheese. But in general, it's people chasing the cheese with us, or at least keeping up with the cheese. But maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, or the cheese. Cheese rolling is a straightforward enterprise in general. The races are broken up by age for men and for women. Too many entrants trigger a runoff up the hill for the 9 open spots. Then they line up at the top of the hill, 2 or 3 feet apart from each other. The cheese master. Yes, cheese master.
I want to be a cheese master.
Who doesn't?
That's awesome.
I want to be a cheese monger, because then I'm just selling the cheese and I can probably eat samples too.
Mm. Oh.
Well, the cheese master runs a few steps and bowls a 3-pound wheel of creamy cheddar. Then it's game on. He or she who catches it first wins. It gets competitive fast. Everybody dashes down after, said Lucchetti. There's supposedly no wrestling after it after somebody has grabbed it, but that's a little hard to enforce.
So wait, so everybody's standing at the top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
and this guy at the bottom of the hill rolls a
cheese
up the... Oh,
he's
no.
at the top of the hill, too.
No, top of the hill, too.
Okay.
And the person who basically bowling the cheese thing gets out ahead of them and rolls the cheese down the hill, and then everybody chases it.
And whoever catches the cheese wins what?
I think the cheese.
The cheese. The
Worth it.
The grassy rolling around rights. In the dirt cheese.
There's a rind on it probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a wax covering of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I understand. I'm not sure I understand the why, but I think I understand the what.
Yeah.
It's a sport. It doesn't have to make sense.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, cheese too. You're a vegan. You forget how good cheese is maybe.
You wouldn't run down a hill for cheese?
No.
What if it was the nut loaf, field loaf, a field loaf?
Oh, a field roast? field roast.
Cheese?
Bowling?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So the State of Maine Cheese Company, the official cheese roll supplier, has in years past aged the cheddar for a nice hard rind. This year, they're wrapping the cheese in a cheesecloth. It will get kind of that moldy surface on the outside of the cheesecloth, which will turn green. I'm wondering whether you'll be able to see the cheese in the grass this year.
Ooh.
It's going to be a whole new kind of twist.
That sounds crazy.
Stealth cheese.
So that's the excitement in Belfast, Maine.
Is it being streamed live on YouTube or anything? Gotta tune in.
I don't know.
Guess we'll see.
Could be.
Probably not.
I don't know. But that's small town news. Where,
the picture is awesome. All these guys are rolling after this piece of cheese.
Yeah. That's
fantastic.
That's what you do. You roll after cheese and the cheese roll. It's an exciting
oh
part
my gosh,
of it.
They really are. It looks like a rugby match or something with the level of physical.
Oh, yeah. People get hurt doing this.
But it's cheese. I guess that's what you do in a small town, Becca. That's the reason. It's a small town.
Mm-hmm. Nate, have you ever run after cheese?
I have not run after cheese.
Okay.
We as little as there is to do where I'm from, this is not one of the events going on. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for hanging out with us for an hour or so. Yes. We'll be back on another show for you bright and early Friday morning when you roll out of the rack. Hit refresh on your iTunes and we will be there. Until then, adios.
Sign off.
Bye.
So